The keys of heaven that bind and loose. Let's talk about this today. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is recorded as telling Simon Peter, he said this, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." That's Matthew 16, verse 19. So what does this mean? Because it's pretty interesting. It sounds pretty amazing. Well, context is always critical. It's always king for understanding what God is saying. Because too many times people just grab a little snippet of scripture and they create their own doctrines, their own practices, and often find themselves far away from what God truly intended. I believe this has happened a lot with this passage of scripture. So we're gonna go back to context. So let's go back. We're gonna back to Matthew chapter 16, but we're gonna start in verse 15 here. Here's what scripture says. "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So there it is with a lot more context. First of all, let's talk about keys. Keys, keys, keys. I got some keys with me right here, right? Keys. Let's talk about keys. Keys are used to unlock and lock things. So what are these keys of the kingdom locking, or what are they binding, right? What are they unlocking, or what are they loosing? Many believe that Jesus is talking specifically about the keys of the kingdom that lock or unlock heaven, meaning lock or unlock salvation for someone. And so how it would go is right now the door is locked shut because we've all sinned, we've all fallen short, and we can't pass through that door, not on our own. However, by taking hold of the keys of the kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the doors are opened, resulting in salvation through Christ. And then it's actually the church who can then declare an unrepentant sinner to be unsaved or bound, and a repentant sinner or actually a repentant believer in Jesus to be saved or to be loosed. So that's definitely right in that. That's contextually true, but I want to consider a broader understanding of these keys of the kingdom. See, again, contextually, this passage is indicating that the keys of the kingdom are words or truth revealed from heaven. It was when Peter understood truth with Jesus' identity being at the center of that truth, that he was told after understanding that truth, now Jesus tells him, now I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. And it's when believers speak the words given to us from heaven, starting with the truth of who Jesus is, which is the cornerstone of the gospel. It's in doing this, releasing this truth, that we're using the keys of the kingdom to open the kingdom in other people's lives and to release the kingdom right here on earth as it is in heaven. And here's a passage. We're going to look at another gospel, the Gospel of Luke, another passage that helps us understand that these keys of the kingdom are indeed truth or knowledge of God and from God. Here it is in Luke 11, verse 52. It says, "Woe to you, experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." So, the Lord speaks to his church. He's releasing revelation, the keys of the kingdom he's releasing and giving to his church, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of heaven. And we have this in different forms. First of all, we have the written word of God, the Bible, scripture, the logos, revelation from God, keys to the kingdom right here. But revelation, these keys also that come from heaven, come in the form of prophetic words, or it's described as rhema words, given to us by the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, they all speak of these prophetic words, and they also speak of words of knowledge. And I love what God has said about His words. This revelation, whether it's Logos or Rhema, God has said this about His word. He said, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth." It, His word, the keys of the kingdom, His word, His truth, His knowledge, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That's Isaiah 55, 11. All right. I'm running a little late on time here. One more thing, though, I want to cover in this short discussion. And it's about the binding and loosing once again. The binding and loosing that takes place as we release kingdom truth, this binding and loosing doesn't originate with the church. It doesn't originate with our will. We don't see something we don't like and just go, "I bind that." Or we don't see something we like and go, "I just loose that." Because why? Because I just think it's right. No, that's not how it goes down. Rather, the binding and the loosing originate in heaven with the will of God, and it's then released on earth through the church. See, if we look at the literal translation, get a little more literal here, with Matthew 16, verse 19, we discover this. Here it is in the Young's literal translation. A little harder to read, but a little more insight into what we're really dealing with here. Scripture says this: "And I will give to thee the keys of the reign of the heavens. And whatever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be having been bound in the heavens. And whatever thou mayest loose upon the earth shall be having been loosed in the heavens." So there we go. Notice, when we look closer at this, it's actually in the past tense, having been bound, having been, past tense, loosed. These things that the church is binding and loosing, these keys of the kingdom that we're proclaiming, have already been bound and loosed in heaven. The church isn't telling heaven what to do. Come on now. Rather, the church is getting on board with the will of God and releasing that on earth, releasing what's on earth, what's already been determined in heaven. Like Jesus told us to pray, on earth as it is already in heaven. So what do we do with all this? I believe this should drive us to listen for the voice of the Lord. Just as Peter heard the voice of the Lord about the identity of Christ, of Jesus, we should be those who are listening diligently for the voice of the Lord. We should be those who are in His Word, in the written Word, in the Logos, in the Bible. And then we need to be those who expect God to bring us revelation, that we would expect to hear and understand and know God's will and His truth. And then we would be those who would release it onto the earth, into the earth, as it's already been released in heaven. And most importantly, this should drive us to knowing and sharing the revealed gospel of Jesus Christ, so that the door of salvation can be opened to many. And in doing so, we will turn the key of heaven in people's lives and open up the kingdom to them. So with that, go be who you are, say what you know, and give what you have.